This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, some huge media news today. Our friend Batyangar Sargan, who joins us right now on 97.1 FM Talk, has gotten her television show into prime time, I'm seeing, Batya. Congratulations. Happy New Year. How are you?
Thank you so much. That's so kind of you. I can't quite believe it myself. I'm very, very grateful, of course, to God, but also to all of the viewers and everybody who's just engaged with the content and given me feedback. And it's very humbling. And anyway, so great to be here with you.
Well, the show has been on for a while now, but now it's going to move to 6 p.m. Central on News Nation. It's called Batya. And then Sunday's 10 a.m. Central, right? That's the correct times?
Yes, it'll be Saturday night, 6 p.m. We used to be 3 p.m. Central. And then also it will air on Sunday morning. Yeah.
I like the Sunday morning hit. That's cool. That's really awesome because you have all those other Sunday shows on. Congratulations. And you've earned it. You deserve it. You know I'm a fan. Let's talk about some news right now. And I've seen some of your reaction to Venezuela. How can you, this is a question. I know we talk about hypocritical politicians all the time, but how can you with a straight face after you said this?
And the president brags about his Venezuela policy? Give us a break. He hasn't brought an end to the Maduro regime.
Well, that was 2020. Then this week.
This is first. It is reckless. It is dangerous. Whenever our country has gotten involved in this kind of regime change and nation building, American families pay the price in blood and treasure.
Batya, our Senator Eric Schmidt yesterday said on Fox that, and I think we've said things to this effect before, if Trump would come out and announce that he's cured cancer, cancer would get all the attention. Not, I mean, it's unbelievable the way that people react. John Fetterman is the only guy, again, that said, hey, can't we cheer on something that's actually good? It's not like we're not invading this country. There's no boots on the ground right now. But your thoughts on all this reaction?
You guys really have the best senators. So you've got Eric Schmidt and then you've got Josh Hawley. These guys are great. Are they popular?
Schmidt is very popular. I will be honest with you, Batya, about Josh, because since you brought him up, it's an interesting timing. The last time I spoke with Josh Hawley, after building his profile here in St. Louis when he was a law professor at the University of Missouri, and I liked him quite a bit, and he was my constitutional law expert, I happened to dare to ask him a question about January 6th that he didn't like. It went viral on some of the networks, and he hasn't spoken with me since. So Senator Schmidt, I'm a huge fan of. Don't have a lot of feelings for Josh, although I like his policy. That's just a personal thing. but Eric
totally
is amazing.
Yes, he's amazing. He's been very good to me. He's come on my show. But everything he tweets, I'm like, he just seems like, first of all, he is not afraid to reach across the aisle. So some of the stuff that he's gotten done within the state before he was a senator is like just really.
Yeah, he's impressive. He really is. And, you know, here's what I've said, because, you know, politicians, let's face it, a lot of politicians are weirdos, right? They're weird. But Eric is a real guy. He's, and this is why I think he's close with J.D. Vance, because there's authenticity there, if you know what I mean.
Well, okay, you lost me at authenticity and J.D. Vance.
Okay, sorry about that. You're not the I think J.D. I like J.D. Vance. I think he's kind of a real guy. He keeps it real. You're not the biggest fan?
I'm not the biggest fan. I don't think he's electable, and I don't. I find him to be a little disingenuous, and I think that he has a real problem with women. But I was very happy to see Rubio have a really big week this week.
Well, I like Rubio. Look, I like Marco, but that's interesting that you have that reaction. Does he have a women problem overall, I guess?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, big time.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, see, this is good information for me, because I like him, and I think a lot of people think that, even though we shouldn't be talking about 2028, we're already talking about 2028, that he would be the anointed one. But obviously, Marco Rubio might have something to say about that. That's fascinating, Baccia. We'll have to discuss this more detail in the future. Let's go back to Venezuela.
I'm not saying that there isn't anything to admire there. I'm just saying if he's the nominee, we're going to have President Gavin Newsom. Like, I've been very, very certain about that. And so I'm trying to, like, tell people that early on. Yeah, Venezuela. What's so funny is the Democrats out there being like, Trump promised no more wars of regime change, and look what he did in Venezuela. And it's like, guys, there's no war and there's no regime change. You know?
Right.
He arrested a guy who was poisoning hundreds of thousands of Americans, flooding our streets with gangs and illegals, who had an indictment from the Biden administration out against him and a bounty that Biden put on his head. Like, it's just so funny. They've got nothing. They have got nothing. All they can do is rail against Trump, and it gets more and more ridiculous. Oh, they don't like the way that he did it. What don't they like about it? The fact that we didn't lose a single soldier, the fact that it was over by the time they found out about it. You know, like, it's just, they really, it's so amazing. Like, they have nothing.
It really is amazing. And it's always, you know, I had some people reach out to me over the weekend that were quite upset with what happened in Venezuela. I'm like, what in the world? You guys only like the bad guys. Why do you love Hamas and George Floyd and Mike Brown? They hold these people up. They make them martyrs. And obviously it's against the big bad orange man. Anything that's related to Trump, you see TDS on steroids. And that's what we're seeing this week. Now, let's shift to what's happening in Minnesota. I had Liz Collin on in the last hour. She's a great independent reporter in Minneapolis and has been reporting on this Somali fraud stuff for literally years. As you know, Baccia, that blew up significantly over the holidays and became a big story. And look at that. Tim Walz is not going to run for re-election. How sad did that make you yesterday?
Honestly, the thing that's happening, I think, is that, like, the Republicans think this is good for them. It's actually good for the Democrats, because they're doing what they did with Joe Biden. Like, the big hook came out and is pulling Tim Walz off the stage so that the Democrats can then hang everything around his neck and be like, oh, we didn't know. That's not a problem. When the truth is, they have a massive countrywide systemic fraud problem, especially when it comes to immigrants. Like, their whole immigration policy is fraud. It's a fraud of the American people. And so what this does is allow them to sort of, just like they now, you know, they all pretend, well, we didn't know about Biden. We didn't know. You know, the giant hook came and pulled him off stage, and they're like, well, he was the problem. And it's like, no, you're the problem. So in a way, this is very good for the Democrats that they're doing this. Everything now, every attack that the Republicans have against Walz or Minnesota, the Democrats are going to be able to deflect. So it's very important that this kind of search for fraud continues in a really big way. Here's my question. You know, you see Elon Musk and the Doge people out there tweeting up the storm about fraud. Why didn't they find it? Why didn't they find it? This was their one job. And it was there for the finding. And Nick Shirley, some 20-year-old with a camera, YouTube channel, went out and found it. Why didn't Doge find it, I would like to know?
Well, that's a legitimate question. But again, I think a lot of this was really reported on or being covered by some of these independent journalists like Liz up in Minneapolis. And then you have so-called legitimate news sources, like we have one of those here in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, which has an agenda, doesn't want to cover the story. And then finally, Chris Rufo and Nick Shirley, you know, get a hold of it. But I understand your question. By the way, what is going on with Elon right now and Trump? Is there a bit of a reckoning that's happening, or something else?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, so here's another thing coming back full circle to something we started with. Yeah. There has been a rapprochement, a delicate one, organized by none other than J.D. Vance, who is obviously very eager to have access to Elon Musk's, you know, war chest for his 2028 bid. So he, behind the scenes, organized this dinner, this sit down. Trump will never see Elon the same way again, because, and I think that this is, I'm not the only person saying this, Susie Wiles, you know, alluded to this, but, you know, I think, you know, Elon has a substance abuse problem, which is one of Trump's, like, big triggers. His brother died of alcoholism. He never drinks. I think you could, to me, it looked like Elon was on something that last Oval Office meeting. And I think that Trump has been convinced that this is kind of a problem. You know, he said the other day he's 80% brilliant person, genius, and 20% problem. So I don't think he'll ever. And Trump did a lot for Elon. He did a lot for him. I mean, they were super, super close. And so I think he felt betrayed, and I don't think he'll ever forgive him. I've been told that by two people who know Trump very, very well, that he will never
forgive,
but he won't get, you know. That Musk called him a pedophile on the way out the door. But I do think that there are others who are eager to have access to that war chest, and, you know, especially J.D. Vance. And so, yeah, they had a dinner. They had a very delicate, you know, coming together.
So you mentioned Susie Wiles. We didn't really speak before the holidays. When that article comes out and, you know, there's a lot of attention, she's so quiet. She's behind the scenes. Even on the night of the election or early morning hours, Trump calls her out on stage. She's very shy. But then she does this profile and you got the picture with some cabinet members. What did you make of that? Why did she do that with Vanity Fair?
Okay, so this is all my speculation. I don't have any reporting on this. But to me, I think it was all intentional. I think the administration came off looking very good. I think Marco Rubio came off looking really good. That one quote that she had where she said, J.D. Vance changed his mind about Trump for political reasons. Marco Rubio would never say something he didn't believe, so it took him longer to come around. Like, to me, that was sort of the money quote.
Yeah, that's interesting. Right.
I just felt like the administration came off so good that I think that all of the, like, you know, hand-wringing, oh, we didn't know, I didn't know it was on the record, was kind of a farce, because all those quotes were really good for the administration at the end of the day.
Yeah, and it kind of came and went real quickly because of the holidays, too, and I had even forgotten about it until you mentioned Susie Wiles' name. Bacha, thanks for coming on. The new time slot is on Saturday, 6 p.m. Central on News Nation. The show is called Bacha, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Central. Awesome that you're getting the opportunities. We love you here in St. Louis. Thank you, Bacha.
Oh, I love you too. God bless.
All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.